are the dreamers of dreams.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. What's up? What's up? Welcome back to A Touch of Gen Z. I am your host, the one you love the most, Peter Musibi Mutia. And I am here today. We're going to talk about some scary shit. We're going to talk some paranormal shit. I'm going to talk about things that are weird. But basically, we talked about witchcraft. And if you don't subscribe, just leave. Honestly, this is not your episode for today. But yeah, I'm here with my two slaves, so let them introduce themselves. Slave number one, shall we start? Which one should we start with?
That was actually a slave. Anyways, me, I'm background dancer number three, and this is Disney Channel. So I'm not sure what else there is to say about that topic. Anyways, I'm Ishmael.
Yeah. Remember him from the colonization episode.
From the colonization episode, Buzz. That you people really seem to believe she passed second time in a row.
Hi, I'm my background dancer number three.
Ken.
Today we have Kennedy in the building. You know him. Don't act like you don't. You've seen. You've seen him on this somewhere. Okay. So let's start. So today we're going to. Where are we starting? We'll start with horror movies. Mm-hmm. What was like the first horror movie you watched and then you like, fuck, I like this shit? Anna, I don't know.
I remember the first horror movie I watched, but I don't think I liked it.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like 8. And it was those days like OCG, the only TV in the house is in your parents' room. Then it was eating, eating, you know, that TV.
Anyway, so those TVs were, with an ass. Yes. Those ones.
She thought she had E. Ishmael's golden era. That was the best era. And I've never returned to such a thing. Anyway, so the movie, like, I remember the general plot of the movie, but I don't know exactly what it was about. It was like these 6 people. They got like trapped in like a horror movie video game or movie. Like they got sucked in or something of the sort. Or the movie came to life. I don't know. So it was like this woman was like chasing them in this mansion. Like then the first scene I watched was this girl, how she died. She was like, whatever, some chains fell from the sky. CGI, what? They took her up. Then they ripped her apart. Then now like that woman came to collect her soul. She was like on her carriage. Then she was like, she was like, crazy. Her dress was red. It was crazy. And I was like, hey. What did I just perceive? Like, because that's the only scene of the movie I watched. Then, like, I stood up, went to the bathroom, looked at myself in the mirror, and I was like,
And the demon was born.
But I don't know if I liked it. That's just the first, like, proper, I can say, like, proper horror movie I watched.
Uh-huh. And you, Kennedy?
Mine started because of my brother. So like,
hey Kevin, Kevin,
let me tell you, my mom was like, okay, let's watch this movie, and then she thought we were putting the Jesus Christ movies, you know, like Passion of Christ. I watched it like 700 times.
Yeah,
of course.
Do you remember Passion of Christ was on replay?
But Passion of Christ was doing the thing.
It really was.
So many times I can't cry. You see, it's just like, okay, fine.
You know,
this movie is really doing something.
Back when I was religious, you know, back when we were religious.
Religious?
That's why I said back when we were religious.
Why?
Okay. So Kevin put the movie and then he was like, so this is what happened. Like the devil had this book. Like he had this book, it's like a devil's Bible. And then what happens was that Bible made out of skin and stuff like that. And then what happens is this kid, he was like, I don't know if it's 11 years old.
Mm.
11, 12, I don't know. White kids age different.
Right. Yeah.
So he was like that age bracket. And then what happened was this kid found this Bible in his grandmother's attic. She had died.
Uh-huh.
So like they didn't know that she was into this kind of stuff. And then like this kid basically just went opening it up. Like he would open up another book. And then turns out this thing is like reading the Bible. And like the more you read it, the more you summon it into the world. So what happened was this kid, like he started how do I say, shedding skin. Like his skin started coming out.
Wait, and was the Bible biting him?
Bro, that's not the book. That's not
okay. 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 Okay.
Okay. No, like the Bible kind of like possessed him, and then his teeth started coming out and his skin was like scaly. And his mom was like, you know what's happening here? So like this priest, I don't know, there's always a priest in the corner. I don't know exactly what they're doing.
Why is there always
there's a priest?
Let's ask the Catholic Church.
They're the ones with the stories. They're the ones who know.
So now what happened was, this kid, the Bible started like bringing something into the world, like into pulling something from the supernatural world back into the physical world. So what happened one night, they were asleep, and like it's sort of like paranormal activity, and the thing started like, you know, like you could see some things, and then like things getting thrown over around. And surprisingly, this kid was not being harmed. It was just the family.
Mm-hmm.
And like what was happening, well, at the end, I just remember the end where this kid was like, the ground opened and like he just dragged his whole family down in there, and it closed and he just walked out of the house.
Okay.
And he left.
Okay.
Just like my high school experience.
Now I know that who I think it is. Now I know that who I think it is.
What? Not you dragging a whole high school. And
it sounds a bit familiar.
It sounds a bit familiar. A bit familiar.
But what's your favorite movie?
It has to be The Conjuring.
I feel like Conjuring for me was also like the top tier like horror movie, because I'm not so much of a fan of horror movies. You saw how much I was being spooked in, and it was Venom. So I'm just like
fighting for his life. Fighting for my life. Peter, I was asleep.
No, yeah, Kennedy was asleep. Me, I was literally like, spooks. That's really not my genre. But like Conjuring for me really did it, and I watched it at night. Mind you, I feel like everyone around me is the same. Cause like even when I watch things like with my sister, she's so unmoved. I'm like, what the fuck? Me, I'm running upstairs. I'm going outside to just, you know, like for me, just it hits different. I'm those people who just scream and just like, nah. Yeah, I don't like spooks.
I was actually talking to somebody about this. Like, people who love horror movies like them because of how ridiculous they are.
Yeah.
Like, you know how stupid everyone in The Conjuring is?
Okay, it's not about stupidity. Generally,
me, I think everyone in that movie is so dumb. Let me tell you something. If my kid came to me and they were like, oh, Sijui, there's some guy in the house, Sijui Nini, he's floating around the house, I'd be like, let's get the fuck out of the house.
Exactly, let's fucking move out. Excuse me, sir.
My favorite horror movie series, I guess, is like, I wanted to say Insidious, but I don't know if it's really Insidious.
It's Insidious.
I think it's Insidious, because I loved the Insidious movies. They were so good.
I think I've only watched one.
So good. Like Insidious, all of them are like really good. But anyways, everyone in that movie is dumb as well.
Exactly.
You know?
It didn't scare me, imagine.
It isn't like...
I was like, what the hell is this clown?
But the thing is, I liked it. You know. I liked it, but it wasn't like, oh my God, it is floating around. Let me tell you, when they said it is an alien, I screamed.
Dad, I was like, about the forehead.
What? Girl, that forehead.
That forehead is crazy. Let's be real.
That forehead is... Ooh, child. That was the real horror. That was the real horror. That fucking forehead.
They should have given him a dental plan in 1773.
You know? About the orange hair?
What?
What about the cocoa no, that hair?
Look how orange you look, girl. I'm not joking. So, yeah.
I feel...
But it was pretty good. I don't know. May I liked it.
Yeah. Okay. Like... I feel like if there's one movie that really scared me was The Nun. That shit fucking scared me.
That shit scared me. Like, come when they found the other nun who had come inside and she was hanging from the roof.
Wow.
I love
that
it.
Shit.
I
was like, this movie is crazy.
I was like, where did you throw yourself off? You can just climb down.
You can just climb down. Like,
you can just.
Okay. What was she doing realistically?
Yeah. Like, let's be honestly,
that
what
one
was that?
Dumb as fuck.
The girl was like the faster I get.
But still,
down,
but still I really liked it. It was actually like a pretty good progression like of story.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because they started The Conjuring. The first movie in The Conjuring was, you know, something that happened in like. The last thing that happened, then they started going backwards, you know? Then that other movie, the Annabelle movies, 1 and 2, are about their daughter.
I've watched Annabelle.
The trilogy.
Like, they really tried to panga those movies, and I liked it about them.
You know,
but turns out, you know, Ed Warren was actually abusing Lorraine, so...
But what were we expecting from white men who are Christians?
Surprisingly, every time I watch a horror movie, I have to go to Google and check, but... I actually found out that the real people and these things are actually real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, why isn't a demon in my house?
Because
Because
like, you know, that room, like the Warren Museum and stuff, like the Annabelle doll is real and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, ati people who don't say please and thank you to their doll, ati they go missing or they kill themselves or they crash.
Ciao. Anyway, but the thing is, like, it's so weird that this shit is real. You understand? Like, these are documented things.
Things that actually happened. To people.
Like,
yeah.
And then, first of all, if I was outdoor or Lorraine, I wouldn't have done any of that shit. I don't care how much the money is. And I'm so sure you're not getting any money. Who's paying you?
The people pay them.
Obviously, the family.
My house is haunted. Come and help me.
Come and help me.
They
can't
pay you to come get that thing out of my house and take it to yours.
Stay there.
Take it to the house. Is the thing that really pisses me off.
Like, why is it there?
Oh, this is a haunted doll. Let me take it to my house.
Let me stay with it.
Let me stay with it. Let me do something.
I know. No, okay. But how, some of these things are so weird that they actually happened. And like, they all happened like one place, America, which is very weird.
No, but the thing is, it's because in other countries they don't go documented. You
know what I mean? Obviously, yeah.
I don't think so. I just feel like I read somewhere that US experiences all this bad stuff because basically...
like Native Americans and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like...
I feel like that makes sense.
Same.
And the same way, like, how these white people who normally practice, like, voodoo, the ancestors are like, bitch, what are you trying to do?
On TikTok, like, this girl was doing, I think, a love spell type of thing.
Yeah.
Then, like, now a Haitian voodoo practitioner, she came and she was like, stop it, like, right now, that shit is not jokes.
Yeah, these people will fuck you over. See, I also saw another one. I feel like it was being talked about, like, in a Twitter space, yeah?
Wait, did she die?
Yeah, I think so. She died.
I think I saw
that. Like,
same
it was,
thing.
I think, I don't know if it's the same person, but like, it's on a Twitter space. I heard that, like, as this woman, like, tried voodoo and it was African voodoo. And their sisters were like, hala.
Their sisters were like,
you're white. She literally killed herself. So I'm just like.
Because, okay, I'm not saying it's like true, like, Austria.
Exactly.
Right? But the thing is, like, calling on something that you don't understand and that isn't yours is never
exactly. It's something your ancestors caused so much pain on and
it's
everything.
Never
it's never a good idea, honestly. And now going back to our ancestors. Let's dive into our ancestors. Those ones. Those African ancestors. Ishmael, tell us. Start.
People.
Mm-hmm. The tree that cries. Let me tell you about the tree that cries now, you people. Okay.
Context, Ishmael is half Beninois. That means he's from Benin.
Whenever we go back to Benin, my mom always wants us to walk the slave path. Like, from where the slaves are taken and collected until where they're taken to the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, a tourist thing that you can do if you ever end up in Benin. Hey, I wish people could see the way Kennedy is looking at me.
Kennedy's here for the tea. Kennedy's here for the tea.
Anyway, so it's like, you know, a really... serious thing like in the place because people still practice voodoo.
Yeah.
So the first place we usually go is the Temple of Pythons. No. Let's start with the Sacred Forest actually. So at the Sacred Forest, it's like where voodoo practitioners used to go and like, you know, practice. There's like, you know, statues of each god, like Ba, Ogu, like all of these gods. So at the very end, there's like this tree where like you... There's like a festival at the end of the year where you're supposed to honor your ancestors. And then, you know, it's supposed to be 10 virgins go and water the tree. Then you can make a wish on the tree. So now people say if you make a bad wish or if you wish ill on somebody, it'll happen to you. Yeah. So it's now a very serious thing. There's like, you know, voodoo dolls. It's called Chakata.
Voodoo girl.
So, you know, you're supposed to make a wish on the tree. So, if you continue now down the path, you continue, you see the tree of forgetting. There's a lot of trees.
There's a lot of trees.
The tree of remembering. Forest too. So, then there's now the last tree at the, you know, the gate of no return. Well, like, apparently slaves, if you couldn't pass, they would kill you, pluck out your eyes, throw them on this tree, you know. So people say that the tree used to cry, like, an intense, like, cry when people used to come back, like the tea would start crying blood, whatever, like the tea would just react, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the ocean would do the same, because there's this called Mami Water. So Mami Water is like the goddess of the ocean. So now she's tormented by dead slaves. So that's why apparently people don't swim in the ocean and stuff. That's why the ocean is so like vicious. Like the ocean on the coastline of Benin, the ocean is vicious. Like people don't go to the beach and stuff. Because it's a bit crazy. Anyway, so now people still practice voodoo, but some people practice voodoo like at night, go to church in the morning.
Oh yeah.
It's a very interesting like thing, but it's their practice, it's their religion. It's not like, oh, gee, these people are witches, you know?
Exactly. And I feel like that mentality just entrenched into Kenya. You've seen that thing for like this witch, this quote unquote witches that are being killed in, like, I think it was Kisii.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make any sense, because to me, what is that? That is targeted murder against women. That's femicide. Because you're targeting older women who you think are witches. Who you
think are witches.
You have no solid proof. And then you're like, I feel like I have mostly to blame lack of civic education to that, because I even like saw one of the interviews on Citizen, and those guys were like, you know, ever since the witches left, people have been going to school, people have been, what do you call it, from the 1900s to the 2000s, people now started going to school, people started, like, roads started being built and all of these things, and I'm just there like, no, that's infrastructure. People moved on. See, we're moving on with the times. What do you mean after the witches left? So whenever I see these things, I'm just like, the whole, I feel like also we have to blame also colonialism, because there was such a like targeted like hate towards these practices. And majority of them are very like not harmful. Like they're just doing their own thing. Yeah. You are the one who's bothered by it because you subscribe to some white man's religion, and so you go ahead and kill your own people about it. That doesn't make any sense. Speaking
of white man's religion, you know, I recently saw how the Salem witch trials were like started.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you how I was losing my mind. There was this guy in like the UK. And, you know, everybody used to call him out like he was a terrible priest and stuff. So he wrote a book about how every woman is a witch and they're all colluding with the devil. Then that book ended up in America. Then everyone was like, yeah, this makes sense. Then
what?
The witch trial started.
For real?
Yes! That's exactly what happened.
That's so fucking
like
dumb. That's like, so
fucking
dumb.
But also, there's this movie that you guys have to watch. It's about these witches who decide to like actually practice witchcraft as a joke.
Just which
to,
one?
I look for it. Like what these witches do, like they pretend to practice witchcraft and then they drive the nini, the guard crazy because he's like, I'm genuinely bewitched by these women. In other words, they're just shaking their tits.
Yes. It's called gaslighting.
Or like or like the whole Chichiba thing. You know, Kennedy's obsessed with the Chichiba. Like, at ECG, she was like a slave in like these white people's house. Then the kids got sick, then they blamed her, then they
burnt her. Like, majority of the things that used to happen. And then you think, like, these people, like, I don't even understand because sometimes at like if what do you call it sometimes it's, you saw that thing, sometimes women who got their period a bit late or a bit early used to be killed.
Yeah,
so many stupid reasons. I'm just there like, what the fuck do you mean this was the Renaissance?
Like, if you're the midwife and the child is born dead,
they kill you.
It used to be like,
it used to be such targeted murder against women. That was, that's all it was.
But
that's
no,
all it was.
That's actually what it was.
Like, what is, that's all it was.
Like this woman, this particular woman in the UK used to like berate this guy at every mass. And he was like, you know, because he was the priest of the town. So it used to be, the woman was like, you're full of shit. Like you're not talking about anything, Nini, you're a terrible priest. Then he was like, okay, since she acts like this, she must be colluding.
She must be.
He accused her of witchcraft. Everyone in the town was like, what?
What?
But then now, people in America, because Americans are insane.
And no, all like, I've given up on that country.
They're all like, yeah, this makes sense.
This makes sense. They're all like, yeah, let's, you know. But
actually, come think of it, what if they actually existed?
Kennedy.
Okay, Kennedy, to some extent.
The thing is, of course, like,
they must have been some supernatural
like Wicca,
shit.
Wicca is an actual religion. Like, people practice Wicca.
Wicca is white girl shit. Don't even.
It was appropriated.
It was appropriated.
It was appropriated by
but
the
people,
white
I
visco
guess maybe
girls.
At the time, people were practicing Wicca, and then, like, it became, like, a thing. Or like slaves and stuff with the voodoo things in New Orleans.
I know, Kennedy, you watch them to be real.
Kennedy,
I know.
You want them to be real so bad. Like, imagine if I could just like, my lecturer, like, boom. Like, you know, like you're dead. Boom.
Trust me, I would. That's how my
Kennedy is already good at bewitching. If you haven't noticed.
Bewitching the wrong group. Bewitching the wrong
group of people. Beguiling.
Beguiled.
Beguiled.
Anyways. Can you tell us your Kamba experiences?
Okay, mine.
Me and you have the same Kamba experiences.
What happen in real time? They don't happen in, I don't know, the wind, the no, wind, they appear in front of you and they tell you your problems and then they go. So what happened was just recently, we had a memorial for my grandmother, but on her day, she sadly passed away. But when she passed away, it was raining. It was actually raining a lot. Actually, I think I sent a snap to you when I was in the car, in the back of the car. And I was like, actually not feeling the vibes. But it started raining really heavily. So the car was right close to the graveyard. It was like the car and then the graveyard and then other people's cars. So our car was the one that was immediately close to the graveyard. So what happened was, I was in the car. I was vibing. And then all of a sudden, I see something that looks like resembles the silhouette of my grandmother. In the dark. Now you see, I was like, I'm just hallucinating. Let me dip.
Yeah.
Let me dip, go drink my Gilbies. So I was like, okay, fine. So now when the night came, people were too many. So guys started sleeping in the car and stuff like that. Because we were like so many relatives. And obviously the older ones had to get the bed. And then the younger ones told, where you sleep, we don't know. We don't care.
We don't care. You sleep.
Just take your bottle of Gordon's and go to the car.
Yeah.
So what happened was my brother was in the car. So what he did was, I saw my brother turn on the switch on the car and like drive all the way close to the gate, which was all the way at the top. And I was like, why would my brother do that? So Kevin came to tell me, Kennedy, I've seen something. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I thought it was Kevin trying to scare me because Kevin always does that. So I was like, I think I saw someone looks like Shushu. And I was like, come on now.
I don't know.
Come on now.
Come on now. Coincidence. I was like, nah. Anyways, I still slept that day because I was drunk.
I really told you something.
Like she was my vibe.
She was literally your divorce vibe.
Divorce, babe.
Divorce.
Yeah, so that happened and it was really scary. And there's this culture, there's this thing in our culture where when a baby is born with their clenched fist, like when their hands are clenched and they're born, and like inside the hand is usually a seed that a baby is born with. You ever had that?
Okay, girl,
so this is not even part of this conversation.
because I have like a similar thing.
You're born with it?
No. Not me, but no. Like I had something similar, like at home.
Not talking about as it, babe.
No. It's something like like a child who is like born and then they die, then they come back to CGI haunt the parents, then they keep dying. So you need to find their old body and bury them so that now the last child can survive.
Okay, no.
And then you're supposed to now bury the kid with a seed.
No, ours they're born holding the seed, and then like what happens is this kid is going to be like sort of feared in the community. Sickening. They're going to be feared in the community. Okay. Like in our family, not our family, but the distant family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a kid who was born like that. But that was way when my mom was a baby, like when she was still a girl and like all my cousins were still babies. So there was a neighbor who was born with that seed. And obviously there was this sort of tension that came with the baby having the seed. And it was like, you know, there are these people who can talk to you, but they're not talking to you.
Yeah.
They're talking to someone next to you.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, my cousin, he's called now. He went with one of my other cousins to visit this kid because they were in the same school. So this kid started talking. And he's like, are you hearing what that person is saying? That old lady, she just left. My cousin was like, what old lady? What old lady?
Okay, girl, what
that,
the fuck?
He left and that conversation never came up again. That friendship was over. Anyways, so what happened was this kid just walked away and he walked away and he walked. No one knows where he went. No one knows where he is. That's how his story ended. And that's the thing, because they always keep being born over and over again.
Yeah.
But what parents do is they're born, but they throw away the seed before anyone sees it. Mm-hmm. You're getting, because it comes with a certain stigma.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, but that's what happens.
Damn.
Yeah. You never knew?
Imagine I didn't know about that.
I feel like a lot of things.
I feel like, okay, I feel like my this subscribe shit. I feel like my parents are not especially my parents, like my mom is very traumatized by witchcraft. So she like, and she's those very strong Catholics, so she really loves, because I know she like grew around those areas where it was being practiced. So she really hates it and she never talks about it. So I think like I've been, you know, most of the stories I hear is when I go to shags or like when I hear something, like that guy at that person on the hill whose lights is always on and they have a small house, but you go to that hill, there's no fucking house. So I'm just like, oh, those small, small things, but I've never like dived into it, honestly.
But surprisingly, have your parents ever told you, like any of your relatives told you, anytime you hear someone laughing and you know that you're only a few people in the house and this person's laughing from a distance, that you shouldn't actually like pay attention to it?
Now, like for us, it's if somebody calls your name and nobody has called you. Like, you know, you when you're sitting in the house, then you hear Ishmael, but no one has called you.
You're just schizophrenic. Go get check.
So, like, if you answer, they say, like, SG, you walk into the night and you go missing. Something like that.
Yeah, actually. But that's the same thing. Almost the same thing. Because if you hear your name being, like, it's just the same with someone, people laughing. Because it's, like, a celebration that isn't a celebration.
Exactly.
And it happens mostly along funerals. Sad moments when someone has passed away.
Exactly.
Yeah, and actually, come think about it, there's a time, I think I have receipts, because I talked to Yvonne on the day that my grandmother passed, a day before my grandmother passed, and I was like, my grandmother is telling me that, okay, she wasn't telling me, like I just had a feeling that something was not gone, was not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to sleep, and I was woken up by my mom, and she was crying, and she was like, she has passed away. And I was like, but...
No, but you like, have really good intuition.
That's the same thing that happened to me twice, actually. Not to me personally, but me once. And it's okay. Remember in Form 4 when I lost like 3 members of my family?
Yeah.
It was a whole thing. So I remember that day before we went to like home, it was April holiday. And then I'm just like, I was imagining there's a coffin on the table, but I didn't table. Mm. So I'm just there like, what the fuck? Why would I imagine that? And it was like so potent. I could imagine, I was just seeing there's a coffin on my dining table. Mm. So I reach home and I'm like, oh, the same place where that coffin was, like it was like the funeral plan for my uncle.
Mm.
So I was like, hey, okay, that's weird.
That was weird.
And now the second one that creeped like a lot of people out was my grandfather's. My grandfather is very healthy and no one expected him to pass away. But then he called his eldest grandchild, now my cousin, Mutindi, the one who's abroad. So they called and they were like, and then he was like, eh, me, I don't think tomorrow I'll be here. Just casually, you know, like, I don't think tomorrow I'll be here. That night he got a heart attack and died. Mm. So I'm just like, these things are just so...
Yeah. I feel like sometimes they actually do know when they're about to go. Because
old people know.
We've had this story before that when my mom went to visit my grandmother for the last time, she jokingly said, you know, the next time you might not find me here, but in Kamba. And then you see the thing is she kept having dementia over and over again to the point that she would forget what she just told you and then she'd repeat. But this statement was new. She was joking and she was okay. She called us, she laughed. And then the next day, she's gone. So we're like, exactly what's happening?
Like these things are so weird.
Now you see, like you guys have stayed at my house before, yeah. The two of you,
I hate your statue. That statue.
You know that house is haunted, right? Yeah. Let's be honest. That house is haunted for sure. Cause
maybe it's just Sende in the corner.
Maybe it's Sende orchestrating this whole thing.
Everything. No, because let me tell you, no, for real, all jokes aside, because those statues. To this day, I can't wrap my head around why they give me such a bad feeling. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because when I was a kid, I used to, you know, see them in the corner of my eye moving, or I would have nightmares about them, dreams about them, or whatever. And then now the peak, the day that these statues peaked, I was asleep. Then, I woke up and the bathroom door was open. And you know, you people know me. I would never leave a light on. Yeah, like, realistically, true. I could never leave a light on. So, the door is open, the lights are on. So, I was like, huh, okay.
What is
going
on? So,
I look up And then the mirror of the bathroom is now facing me. So I look into the mirror and the statue is in the mirror. It passes by, it turns to me, and it continues through into the window. I look at the window and it's hanging on the window. So I go, I close the bathroom door, I turn off the lights, I went to bed. And the thing is, I knew I wasn't asleep because, you know, when you wake up from a dream and you know you've woken up, even if it felt really real, like you wake up and you're like, okay, I've woken up now. You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't that feeling.
You know what
I
you
knew
saw.
I was awake. And like to this day, I don't believe in ghosts. No one believes in ghosts. But that experience was so wild. I was like, hey, what could possibly be happening here?
You know.
You know?
I feel like
things and I've are never just experienced weird. Anything again. Other people have. Like other people sat at the house and they're like, eh, I heard somebody shouting down, not shouting downstairs, but I heard somebody whistling downstairs, or I saw somebody walking in the sitting room, or you know?
Yeah.
Because me and my siblings were like obsessed with catching this woman who was walking downstairs. But we never did.
So was your mom going for a glass of water? Going for a glass
of water. It was
like the ghost.
I don't know. That ghost. Even my aunt, I guess, was really weirded out by the house. She came with anointing oil and she was like,
Something's not giving.
Except that we walked into Ishmael's house and then he threw salt on our face.
And I would do it again. I would do it again. What now?
You know, surprisingly, after I watch movies most of the time, sometimes if the movie was really, it really got to me, I usually wake up screaming, but then you're not screaming.
Yeah.
You're getting.
Oh. It's
like, you know, the way you can wake up and you're like,
yes.
And you know, like your parents or someone close to you would be like, what's happening, you know, and they would rush into your room. That's the thing. You wake up and you are like panickingly screaming.
Exactly.
But there's no one who could hear you.
Yeah.
Not even the person close to you.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Or it's you're screaming, but you have no idea why. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I'll wake up like, no, not now. Like back when I used to sleepwalk.
Those were the days.
I was really doing the thing.
Wow. Those were the times.
Because I used to sleepwalk, but then the thing is, I never used to dream.
Yeah.
I would feel like I'm going. So, you know, you wake up and you have the intention to go somewhere. So I would feel the intention, then wake up standing or downstairs or at the door. Now, like, I live in Kweto. So, like, recently, like, I woke up. I had walked, like, to the door. I was about to open the door. Then I woke, like, you know that feeling of you touch something cold, then you're like,
yuck.
So I woke up. Then I was thinking, I'm stuck naked. What if I opened the door and walked out? What would I have done?
Oh, God. Someone
would have seen you flash them.
What would I have done? Let me tell you. I like
which I did on Twitter.
My error. My Twitter error group chat.
Like, that one.
You know, I've seen such a person in Twitter. I've seen that one. What would I have done? But the thing is, I don't sleepwalk anymore. So I'm not really like worried about it.
That time I remember, I used to wake up when horror movies used to really get to me. I don't know if I was even watching them. Anyways, so
You're obsessed.
So I was waking up and then it's not even like the whole, I forget like the whole screaming thing. I feel like I've been running, I've been doing something. Like I have been
tired, yeah.
I am fucking tired. Like I have just I'm from a very traumatic experience. I'm waking up and like fuck. And it's so hard to sleep afterwards. Thank God for YouTube. But still it's just like
I used to watch My Little Pony.
Teletubbies.
You know what? My mom, every time somebody sleepwalks, she usually walks into the room, sees you sleepwalking, she's like, no. She goes back to the room and sleeps.
No, now my mom used to come with anointing oil or holy water.
You know, if you spray water on someone who's sleepwalking, you're going to make them panic.
No, right? Like after. Oh, like if you wake up with a nightmare, my mom would come, do the rosary in my room and go or something of the sort. Or the salt thing. The salt thing was very seriously.
I used to do half a rosary.
You think I can't forget?
Half a rosary.
Get it in that rosary.
Half. Let me tell you, we'd sit down and we'd be like, Mother Maria, and then all of a sudden, we're like, and then my mom is like, no, just put the rosary down, go to bed. Sometimes she'd even like say the rosary three times.
you haven't reached half.
Let me tell you, these women, these Kamba Catholic women, I don't understand where they get it from. Because let me tell you, my mom
not in heaven.
That's strength to
wake up.
Wow.
The rosary. I don't think I
like my mother does the rosary every night, and I'm just like.
My mom has a gigantic rosary.
I can't afford the big one. The big one.
What
the big one?
What?
You know, I see that thing hanging on the bed, and I'm like. You're doing 45 Hail Marys.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I can't meditate for 7 minutes. You're doing that the whole time.
Surprisingly, anytime like you'd have a nightmare and then like your mom would put like a rosary in like a prayer book under your pillow.
Oh, you'd sleep.
And then you sleep. It's like you feel like
it's so peaceful. It is peaceful. It is peaceful. It is peaceful. And I really don't think it's actually tied to religion. I just think it's your mother's love at the end of the day.
I think it's sort of like psychological.
Exactly. You feel like now you're protected.
Even hauntings are psychological.
Yeah.
Because most people have these haunting experiences when they move to a new place.
That's true. Okay.
It's like your brain trying to convince you to leave. Let me tell you, AHS. If I was those people,
Have you watched the new one? Never left like that the house. One, the one who entered.
Ryan Murphy's a hate.
Not the aliens. The one who entered, like what do you call it? Who like these people entered like a house? Like it was the two gay dads and the daughter, and then like they rented a house, a new one. Oh, they moved out.
There's American Horror Story and there's American Horror Stories.
Horror Stories.
Horror stories.
The latex suit. Boss. What do you mean? What do you fucking mean? You say a latex
suit. If my partner came into the house with a latex suit, like
you think I would just be like, stop joking.
I would run away.
Like
to
find someone in a latex suit.
Like this, I'm into this.
Oh, this is some kinky shit. Oh,
I wouldn't immediately take it to sex. Let me tell you, I would be like, what the
hell is going on? And then they are holding
boring.
A weapon.
A boring like relationship.
No, but the thing is, there's kinky, and then this is weird.
Could you imagine?
This is weird.
You've never done anything of the sort.
Where is coming into the room with a clown suit?
No,
like a latex suit that's grabbing.
Not okay, good. Sure, yes, I understand, but they're holding a knife.
Random.
Exactly. Like
holding a knife, I would be like, okay, what's about to happen here?
Yeah.
You know?
What's this is some scary shit.
This is gross. What do you think is about to happen?
You just see Skedaddle.
What?
Me, I would leave in immediate
like, you know,
effect.
I would put all my things on the floor and be like, Aya,
bye.
What do you think is going to happen?
What do you think I'm going to die?
And how do you think I'm going to die? I would be like,
mm-hmm. And you?
What do you think?
And you?
Can I tip on the knife or the window?
Big one.
Big one. Big one.
Okay, do you guys like Bad Box? Do you like guys like the concept of Bad Box?
Bad
Not
Box
the
was...
movie, I mean the concept.
Okay.
I don't know.
But there are some things, honestly, if I was Sandra Bullock, me would have just given up. There are some things I can't hold on for life that long. It's
I
not
can't
that interesting.
Either.
It's not that
I
interesting.
Wouldn't either.
What do you mean? I can't see. I can't. What the fuck?
Can't see.
I can't hear. You can't.
Walk
I walk
around.
Out. Ah,
in the Bad Box book, when they went to the blind, the school for the blind, they all ripped out their eyes.
For real?
Everyone in the school, none of them were blind initially. All of them ripped out their eyes.
Not
I was like...
That's the way she named those kids Galen Boy.
Galen
like,
Boy. I would have done the same thing. You know me, hate children. A and B.
You know me, hate
children. I would have named the child white, the other one
white,
black. And I don't care. And I would do it again. That's the worst part. And I would do it again. And I would do it again. And I would do it.
Emmanuel. Nothing. Boy, girl.
So, like, that's the type of horror that actually freaks me out. Like something you can't see.
Yeah, exactly. And control.
Or control. Like at least Kina, the nuns, you watch some holy water, some rosary here and here.
Me would have left
imagine,
that church.
Imagine.
There are so many other churches.
I wouldn't have survived.
Think about it. You people say, you know, in The Conjuring, you see this babe holding a rosary and then she's like, oh, you know, our father what's in heaven, I don't know what in Latin, and then the demon disappears.
The demon disappears.
What if you do that one day and it doesn't work?
And it doesn't work. What would you do?
This nigga,
what
the demon is here
do?
And you're there like...
The power of Christ compels you. Then.
You see that TikTok.
The power of Christ compels you.
Does it?
And Jesus Christ once said, Flamilly shit. I love that audio so much. Anyways, So I'm just there like, what happens then?
So the concept,
what
the
happens?
Concept of like a movie like Bad Box is actually a scary movie. Or like something like Get Out.
Yeah.
Or like this
Jordan. Have you watched Candyman?
No, I'm not going to watch it. It has terrible reviews. So
let me tell you, it was reviews. Like I saw it was okay, fine. I saw predominantly predominantly black people. So obviously I'm in.
Yeah.
So but then I watched the show and I'm out. Cause what the fuck? It was so
convoluted.
It was so boring. It was boring. There's no storyline.
The thing is, I must see the reviews from black people.
I exactly. Course. I get the from whole I get they were trying to like revert the whole racism and its after effects and all of that. But it sucked. The movie sucked.
Good, they had such a good concept.
You know,
Candyman is like the black Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like a very good
concept.
But it's such a lie.
Oh my God. You know, the minute I saw Bloody Mary, I actually went to the to the mirror and I was like, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
Of course you would.
Do you remember that YouTube video?
Of course you would, Kenneth. Of course
you would. Do you remember that YouTube video everyone watched? You know that YouTube video everyone watched? The one for Ati, she says Bloody Mary, then she turns around and the reflection doesn't turn around.
Yeah.
Remember that video?
I turned around and I turned around with my reflection.
Your reflection?
Kennedy was over it. Kennedy was over it.
She's not coming. She's not coming. Then you're not interested. all those. What are those things called? They're called folklore, folk tales,
fables.
Fables. Say rumors.
I don't care. Those rumors.
Rumors.
ACG when you.
Well, the rumors are true.
When you call 666. You call 666. You what?
666 is actually an angel number. I don't know what it means.
Put your hands against the wall and then the devil will push your hands up. Those things,
what do you mean?
What I mean?
What do
like
you
when you are kids,
mean?
Like those things that people used to say or did you light a candle on Friday the 13th?
Mm-hmm.
All your children will be born black. Yeah.
Niggers contribute to popular belief. Angel number 666 provides positive insight and can also resemble power, meaning if people see it, it's not always a bad thing. Blah 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 blah.
Anyways, I'm just saying those things that people used to say, like when you were kids, that if you do this, something will happen.
You know, it's why.
You know?
Okay, you guys, let me take you back to witchcraft.
Yes,
please. I'm interested. So, there's something, okay, not many people know, but then my dad's back has a lot of scars.
Yeah.
And the scars are not because of injury or because he fell down or something.
Oh,
happened.
I think you told us this.
Yeah, I told you this. Because I never see my dad without a shirt. Like, that's the thing. Even when he's walking.
Can I just stop this? Your dad is the most scariest person in the planet.
He just looks at you and he's like.
Like, I've never seen him smile.
I've never seen
him. Mind you, Kennedy, we've been friends for 7 years. I'm always scared. I'm just like.
I'm so afraid of
him. I'm not a man.
Like, he can walk into the room and see you guys doing weed. And what is he going to do? He's just going to look at you and then walk away. He's going to lock himself in the room.
So scared.
And
he's scary for no reason.
So scared.
And you all leave.
What?
And then he comes to turn the TV. Like, nothing ever happened. Like, so what happens is my dad's back has a lot of scars.
Yeah.
And those scars, when we asked him one day, were like, what are the scars about? And he was like, they're actually there because of my grandmother put them there. It's like all my siblings have those scars. All his siblings have those scars. So what happens is, my grandfather, before he passed away, now my grandfather's grandmother, my great-grandmother, did not like my grandmother. My dad's mom. My dad's mother. Like, she did not like him. She did not approve. She hated her. So when he got married, and then on the funeral, my grandfather's funeral, she was really angry. And she went up to my grandmother and she was like, you know, you and everyone in that household, you're not even going to make it to me. You're not going to make it to see me die. And by the way, she's still alive. She's still alive. Going to 98.
Damn.
She was like, you're not going to see me die, but I'll bury most of you before I go. And she said that the only time she's going to die is after my grandmother has died. So, those scars were put there as a form of protection against her.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like, even now when we go say hi to her, she would say hi to us, but will not say hi to my dad. Because I feel like she's relating that negativity to the direct Nini of my grandmother, like her kids,
yeah,
her sisters, her brothers, but not like outside, like other people's, other kids of the kids. Mm-hmm. You're getting. So the thing is, her memory is 100% sharp. She can remember to detail that my grandmother actually dragged her. Like, you know, when they were young, you like, right now you see them and you're like, hey, you people used to drag each other like this. But no, like she was actually like, she would grab my grandmother and they would like swing each other around and like fight physically. So she was like, you know what? One day, you with that body that you think is so beautiful. Now she's telling my grandmother, think that body that's so beautiful, you're not gonna be able to walk. And this is something that she said years ago. And here she is, still walking with no stick, while my grandmother had complications. So it kind of led to that idea of, you know, this thing, at the wish to bewitch the family, what. And that's the thing, because I actually bought into it, because I'm like, here I am in my grandmother's funeral. And she's there. And immediately after she passed away, my grandmother passed away, that's when she started ailing.
Yeah.
Like, that's when she started getting sick, like she's deteriorating. You're getting, right now she can't remember anything. She's like, she just repeats the same thing. You're getting. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, she said this and
you know,
it came
people
to
like
pass.
Stay alive out of spite.
Yeah, such a thing.
Exactly. She stayed alive just to see what happened, what is gonna happen.
Do you remember she watched all the Fear Street movies? Yeah,
yeah.
She seen Fear Street, like Sarah Fierce was like, she wasn't a witch, but then she was like, I'm going to haunt you for the rest of your days, like this guy's family and stuff, and anybody that comes upon my bones, I'll show them what you did.
Yeah,
you know.
Damn.
I don't
people's
know, like,
spirit persisting on earth out of spite.
Out of spite.
Like, sometimes I think, you know, I'd expect my parents to be the last people to believe in these things, but that's what they do. Because for example, my dad, when I was young, all our kids, our gums got cut. I even think your grandmother did the same thing. But it's not like to allow the teeth to come out, because the teeth were already there. You're getting, they had grown. So what your grandmother does is she cuts the inside of your gums. And you're gonna bleed out, you're gonna cry, because you're like, why is she doing this to me? Why is she doing this? But it's sort of like marking territory.
Yeah.
You're getting, it's like, what's gonna happen here is you're not gonna get any curses that come upon our family. You're getting. So I was like, is this what happens in Cumberland?
Let me tell you, I feel like that's like so many things have happened. It's just cause, like, as I said before, like, that's on my dad's side, they were more of modern, like, they grew up near Nairobi and all of that. On my mom's side, that was deep Cumberland.
Yeah.
And so she, like, you know, once she got education, she ran away because that shit was so traumatizing. She never talks about it. That's why, like, whenever, even when we watch witch shows, she gets upset. She's like, why the fuck are you watching this? You know, we could watch anything else. She'd have no problem. But, like, when it comes to that, she, like, I feel like she's been traumatized so much. But then, that's like, she never even gives us any stories. So I'm just there like, hey, what happened when you were a child that so much has been blocked away, you know? And so I'm just like, this thing, these practices were alive, you know, like things used to happen.
One generation back.
You know? Just one generation back.
Even my mom, like all of her siblings have those tribal markings.
Mm-hmm.
She's the only one that doesn't. You know, because they worship the python, Hapo.
Yeah.
Like our name is, like my mom's maiden name is like on the wall of like the temple. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like their name is like on the wall. So like everybody got those markings, and then at some point, I guess they just decided to stop. I don't know.
Also,
like what usually happens? Like, I mean, we'll never know. It happened 40 years ago, so
yeah, like shit is weird.
Like, we'll never know what happened, and it's part of your legacy,
you know. It really is,
and it's energy you're carrying around.
I feel like if you ask, you will get answers.
The thing is, I don't think I want to ask.
Same. It's like I feel like the unknown should be left to the unknown.
I feel like they're exactly like we don't know. If you don't know, there's a reason we don't know.
Yeah. Honestly, there's some things
I don't think I'd want to know.
I don't want to push things. I feel like I'm very sane where I am, because some things
especially
can just...
because of like the energy you could, you know, potentially put into the universe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you find out, maybe it'll open up something.
Because our ancestors were powerful people, and I'm not trying to mess with that. Me, apana.
Nah. You never know what can happen.
Yeah. And like, especially like now with everything that happened, like with colonization, everything, there was so much pain, you know, with all of that.
Slavery.
I'm not trying to bring that back.
Back.
I'm just like, yeah, that's the way it is.
Let's bring it back now. Let's go summon Bal right outside.
Steve
is going to come. Show up.
But anyways, I feel like that was interesting. That was something. I'm feeling kadidi. I'm just like, yeah.
Like those things are shivers.
Yeah, you just feel like
happen, especially when you're close to something or someone that's not there anymore.
Exactly.
Like, for example, you'd pass someone's maybe picture or graveyard or something of the sort,
and you feel there's something.
Yeah, because when we were kids, you know, when we were kids, like when you go visit your grandmother, she'd be like, "Oh, the grandchildren in my bed. We're sleeping here, all of us." You know, yeah. Like it would be, it was like that was our bed. It was shushu, grandchildren, everyone else. So, like, we'd always sleep with our grandmother. I mean, that's when we were small. So, the house was after my babu had passed away, my grandfather, and he had this stick. He had this stick, and that stick used to hang. That stick, it used to hang in the center of the sitting room, like not actually like hovering around, but on the wall, but in the center. So that stick never used to move. And right beside it was his photo. So like when you'd wake up in the middle of the night, and most of us would not want to wake up, like you just want to pass out and sleep. Because when you wake up in the middle of the night, you feel thirsty, you want to go for water. But that's the thing, you're too scared to go for water because things like, it's like, the house you're moving in, someone is following you behind.
Like there's an energy. There's an energy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's how I used to feel when we moved into this house. All the time, like there's someone over your shoulder. You know something. What I mean?
Yeah, someone is behind you. Like someone is moving with you, and that's the thing that actually scared me one day because I woke up my brother and I was like, "Kevin, take me for water." Kevin is like, okay, fine, let's go. Because we were kids, he wasn't mean yet.
The demon wasn't born.
Not yet.
They haven't, you know.
they haven't
found out. They haven't learned anything. They're not ripe.
So what happened was, Kevin took me to get water. And I was small and he was like, you know, I have to go put for the water because you can't even reach the counter. So me, I'm there, I'm like drinking water. But then there's this thing that looks like it's close to Kevin, but it's not Kevin because it looks like an adult because I genuinely thought it was my grandmother who had woken up to like put for us the water and everything, but it was too dark to see. And it wasn't like you know Ukamani, it's not like it's vast, just open land, it's trees, and those trees prevent any sort of moonlight from getting in.
Yeah,
so you can't see, and like the only thing that you could use was a torch. Because you can't switch on the light, and there were no lights by then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I saw something that looked like an old person, right close to me. And the sad thing is, the time my grandmother, on the day my grandfather died, is the same day I was born.
Sure.
That's fact. Because my mom was in hospital labor, and also in the other hospital, my grandfather is gone.
So, odd.
Like that's I think that's what builds my dad's character, because I don't know how to feel happy, sad on this day, you know.
Yeah.
I lost a father, but also at the same time
I have a son.
I gained a son. So how am I to feel about this, you know?
Yeah.
And then that's the thing, because anytime you hear Kennedy, like Kennedy is a name that's there in our family. Kennedy, my dad's called Kennedy, my grandfather's called Kennedy. So my dad was like, instead of giving you another name, let me give you your grandfather's name.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's Kennedy. You're getting? So it was kind of scary because I was like, you know, I've never seen my grandfather. And then my grandfather's also never seen me. So it's like, are you a reincarnation?
Sean, yeah.
You know, it doesn't make sense.
But then that's the thing, because in that house, my grandmother's house, you move in the house three people
together holding each other's hands.
Holding each other.
So you turned it to a block.
Three. But yeah,
because he was even known in our community. I think even if you go look up, if you go ask anyone in the area of Makueni, and you go ask Mbami Luku, he's known. He was known because his character was really something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Same.
Yeah, he was something. And to date, like even my father, like with the whole construction stuff, when you can't tell where his grave is. That's the thing. They didn't landmark it.
For real.
You don't know where he was buried. Because even my dad, my dad was not there to know. The siblings that were there were in grief. So where they buried, they say that it's somewhere in front of the house.
But they don't know where.
And you so can't start excavating.
Yeah.
It's you know, in Samburu they bury on the day. If you die today, you're buried today. So like there's a lot of places. I don't know. Because even my grandfather was also something.
Taruk.
Taruk.
With the one Airbnb,
but
that's
I also never met him.
I checked.
We'll go and find the one Airbnb.
Airbnb.
We go stay there for 3,200. I feel like we would look
in the
nice.
Border.
I feel like we would look nice over there.
Look nice.
But yeah, I feel like everyone, okay, a lot of people have these experiences, and that's why like I feel like I had to talk about it, because shit is not like, things are just weird, and we need to like kind of appreciate these experiences that are out of like place ordinary. But what is ordinary, to be very honest? Like as in things, when things happen, I feel like I don't even know what to say, honestly. I'm just very,
I don't want ordinary things to happen. Let a ghost appear in front of the house. No, like, I want to see it.
Bring some drama into my life. Let me have something to talk about in the podcast. You know, did you see that woman on TikTok? Is like, I've learned Vasco Gadama for like Vasco Gadama pillar for the last 27 years, only to come find it's shorter than me. Again, I was like, wow. I traveled all the way here to see this shit.
European.
No, she was Kenyan. She was like, yeah, bibi nimetoka Nairobi kuja kuona hii shit. It's so small. I'm just like, what?
I've had this thought in my head, and it's actually kind of funny, because I was like, imagine if you die and you get reincarnated as a medieval rat.
Okay. Rat. Rat.
Okay, Kennedy.
Girl.
Okay.
Kennedy. Just a rat.
Kennedy usually thinks he's eaten.
But a rat of all animals.
Why a rat?
Why a rat?
And also, why medieval times?
because you'll be eaten.
You spread the black plague for the first
time. Hey, boss, you're the one who caused the black plague.
They were like, get them.
Get them, girl.
Like, they thought get they were eating jail. Us. The predator. The
hawks.
What?
A hawk.
No, we talk about being the extreme predator.
What?
Am I making sense? Like at the top of a food chain.
Tell you what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh.
People don't even know what it is.
Is it? It's called. Is it? As a tertiary. Is it tertiary?
Oh, sorry, no.
Tertiary consumer.
No.
Fifi knows a lot of the things.
One who is resuscitates people for a living.
What?
I'm telling you, she will tell us. The one who resuscitates people for a living.
That's just something I do.
CPR.
The back of an ambulance.
That's what Ishmael's working.
I'm telling you, Ishmael can cut a wrong artery and I would do it a bleed second out time. And he's just gonna be like,
oops.
Anyway. And then put a cute band-aid on top.
Thanks, sweetie.
An acne sticker.
Acne.
Well, anyways. I feel like that was today's episode. Yeah. I hope you all enjoyed this paranormal activity. Yeah, today I was with my friends Ishmael and Kennedy. Yeah, and before the episode ends, oh my god. So yesterday was Spotify Wrapped. You all know the vibes. Everyone, it was like a holiday, honestly, if you had Spotify.
Honestly.
So,
Apple Music users.
Apple Music users. No.
cannot take it back. Spotify has too many ads and pay for Spotify Premium. Don't play for me, so, Jameson. I don't know who.
So, but yeah, Spotify Wrapped. And for me to see, like, how people posted that you actually listened to me, like I'm in your top five. Shout out to the ones who I was in their top one podcast or like your only podcast you listen to. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I couldn't do this shit without you. So yeah, I just wanted to thank y'all and hope y'all have a wonderful day. Y'all hope y'all have a wonderful night, whatever time you listen to this to. And yeah, make sure you share the podcast. This is from me today. We are recording, you know, at the same place, always going to be the same place, to your media. You know where to find them on Instagram. And yeah, that's it for today. Do my guests want to say anything else?
Yeah, you better stay haunted.
Oh, yes, you better stay haunted. And that's it for me. Bye-bye.